Good evening, good evening, good evening, my little friends. This is Mr. Candle, sitting here on your bedside table, glowing with my bright flame, spreading my light and my love over each one of you, bringing you stories that I have experienced in visiting children around the world. Yes, that's true. I visit children everywhere around the world. Every single night I am in every single home where a child is lying in bed with a candle on the bedside table. And I am visiting with them and hearing the stories of their day. So, you know, I was talking to a boy and a girl, and they're ready, getting ready to go to school. And the little girl says, "Now, do you have yours?" And he says, "Do I have my what?" "Well, do you have your Valentine's?" And he says, "Yeah." And their brother and sister, and their older brother and sisters, and their mom and dad, had been helping them all this week to make Valentine's for all the children in their class and school. And they had to give a Valentine out to each one of the 30 children in their class. And each one of the children had to receive a Valentine saying, "I love you," or something, "Will you be my Valentine?" And signed love and their name. Well, the brothers and sisters and mom and dad helped these two kids very well. And these two kids were just good kids. And it was Jane and it was Paul. And they were fine kids. And so Jane says, "Now, do you have all yours?" And he says, "Yeah." "Now, what do you have them?" "Well, they're in this lunch bag." "Well, how are you going to tell which is your lunch and which is the Valentine's?" "Well, the Valentine's are fatter. There are more Valentine's there are than I have lunch." "Well, you don't sound very happy about it." "Well, I'm not. I don't want to give a Valentine out to those guys. I don't like some of those guys." "Well, that's not why you give a Valentine out. You give a Valentine out because you like yourself. You give a Valentine out because you think you're a nice guy." "Don't you know that? That's what Mama says." "Yeah, but I still don't like those guys." "Well, no." And Jane said, "You know, Paul, some of the girls I don't like in my class either. They're not very nice girls. They're girls that do dumb things, and I don't think that is good. But I'm giving them a Valentine because I'm saying to them, I like you, but more, I like me. And I like me so much that I give a Valentine to everyone without limitation. I don't say I don't give Valentines to kids I don't like, because if I do that, then that shows that I don't like those kids. And they know that, but I don't want to say it. And I don't really want to not like those kids. And the only way I can start is by start saying, be my Valentine. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to give these all out." "Yeah, I am too," Paul said. "I'm going to give them out, but I'm not really happy about it." "Well, Paul, let's go now. Time to go to school." And so Paul and Jane walked to school. It's only about 2 blocks from their house. And as they walk to school, they're greeted by other children along the way. And the other kids are saying, "Hi, Paul. Hi, Jane. You got your Valentine's ready?" Paul says, "Yeah." And Jane says, "Oh, yes. They're all ready and they're wonderful." And as Jane was walking along, there was a new face on the block. A new kid had just moved down the block, and he was going to school with him. He says, "Hi, what grade are you guys in?" "I'm in second grade." "Second grade? Wow, I am too. Who's our teacher going to be?" "Oh, Miss Peterson." "Miss Peterson? Oh, I heard she's a nice teacher." "Yeah, that's okay. What's your name?"
"My name? My name is Pizzovo."
"Pizzovo? That's a kind of a different name." And Jane looks at Pizzovo, and he came from the Italian part of the world. And she looked at his beautiful olive skin, and she says, "Oh, Pizzabo, you have such beautiful skin." And Pizzabo looked at Jane. Nobody had mentioned that his skin was beautiful before. And he said, "Thank you." And so Pizzabo looked at Jane for the first time. And he says, "I like your hair. You have blonde hair." And Jane says, "Well, thank you." And Pizzabo looked at Jane, and all of a sudden, something happened. Somebody shot an arrow right in his pants. No, it was in his heart. It was in his heart, not his pants, in his heart. And it went right into his heart. And somebody shot an arrow right into Jane's heart. Ding, ding! And they looked around for where this arrow came from. And Jane and Pizzabo looked everywhere, and they couldn't find anything from where the arrow came from. And Jane says to Paul, "Paul, did you feel something?" "No, why?" "Well, I feel like I've been shot, like an arrow." "Oh, come on, Jane. What do you think, there's a Cupid around here or something who's shooting arrows at people and making them fall in love with each other?" "Oh, I don't know. And so Pizzabo joined them as Jane and Paul went to school. And in class, they all gave out the Valentines. And Jane and Paul each had 3 extra Valentines, besides the ones they gave to their teachers and everybody else, in case they missed somebody. And so here's this new boy, and they've got to give him a Valentine too. So Jane took one of her special Valentines that was left, and she added some more words to it. And she says, "Have you met Cupid lately?" And then when it came time to giving out all the Valentines, Pizzabo didn't know about the Valentine program. And so he had no Valentines to give. He didn't realize that. And they all said, I understand that. And then when Pizzabo got the Valentine from Jane, he says, "Are you that sting that hit me?" And Jane says, "You got hit too?" He says, "You did too?" And Jane says, "Yeah." "Hey, teacher, what does it mean when you have a sting in your heart and it's on Valentine's Day?" "Well," the teacher says, "that usually means that Cupid is around." "Cupid? Who's Cupid?" And so Miss Peterson started to tell the class all about Cupid. And how Cupid is everywhere, and whenever people are unconditionally loving of each other, Cupid shoots them full of these little love arrows, and it makes them even more unconditionally loving. And sometimes they become the best of friends, and sometimes they just become wonderful people. But Cupid's arrows are flying everywhere, especially on Valentine's Day, when it's a day of saying, "I love you," to everybody in the world and everybody in the class. And so Miss Peterson explained all these things, and the children took their Valentines and went home after school and told their mommy all about it. And Jane and Paul's mother said, "My goodness sakes, must be a fine young man, this Pizzabo." And Jane says, "Yeah, he's a nice guy. I think I'll have him as a friend, too. And so, after they had their dinner, they went over to Pizzabo's house. And they took him a box of candy. And they said, "Pizzabo, welcome to the neighborhood." And Pizzabo's mom and dad looked at this and said, "Aren't those beautiful children? So unconditionally loving. How wonderful it is." And did you look at the way Pizzabo looked at Jane and Jane looked at Pizzabo? They had that special look about them. They're only in second grade, but that doesn't make any difference. They still like each other very much. I think Cupid's been at work here. And Jane and Pizzabo really met Cupid. Here comes the Sandman. He's got his sand
as Pixie does, he's going to sprinkle all over everybody, and he's time to go to bed, time to go to sleep now. So let your mommy and your daddy slip into your arms and snuggle them and snuggle them and snuggle them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, lay back, pull the blankets up, let mommy and daddy kiss you goodnight, and now here's the Sandman sprinkling his pixie dust all over you so you'll have lovely dreams and a lovely sleep. Boys and girls, I'll see you another time. Have a lovely evening, have lovely dreams, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.